So I thought it was interesting what happened to this patient.
Uh-oh.
So she was actually treated on 4599.
She was actually on the protocol?
Yeah. Had a good partial response to 6 cycles of the combination and then went on to receive maintenance bevacizumab for 4 additional months. And then at that point, she developed bone pain, sort of diffuse, couldn't really localize, plus fatigue and lack of appetite. And her bone scan, it's pretty impressive. Multiple foci of uptake within her skeleton and an increase in the size and number of her pulmonary nodules. MRI of the brain negative again. By that point, she had dropped her performance status to 2, and she was open to participating in clinical trials or receiving standard management.
So real quick, let's go around the table, get a couple of inputs in terms of if this patient were presenting today at your place, what kind of trial might she participate in? What kind of off-protocol therapy would you be thinking about? Tony?
In relapse, we have a trial now with actually pemetrexed, as long as she didn't get it first line, and an oral angiogenesis inhibitor, which might be interesting for her since she already responded initially.
Oral anti-angiogen, what exactly is it?
It's AZD2171.
Interesting. So again, getting back to this patient in relapse, Mark, what would you be thinking about for her at your place, one study and off?
Yeah, I mean, I think off study, her two options are pemetrexed or erlotinib. We have a study we just opened in CLGB, a randomized phase 2 trial comparing pemetrexed, sunitinib versus the combination of pemetrexed and sunitinib, a randomized phase 2 that's just opened in CLGB. I would offer that trial to her at this point. Having prior Avastin doesn't exclude her from that trial. So
this is an adeno, right? This is an adenocarcinoma patient,
yes,
right?
Right.
Okay.
What about this issue of a patient who seems to have had a good response to Bev in terms of the TKIs? Does that kind of intuitively make sense that maybe they might respond better?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think we need some data about these bevacizumab failures in terms of how they behave. Do they respond or what do they respond to? It seems logical to me that if you have sequestered VEGF ligand with bevacizumab, that the receptor signaling mechanism might still be stimulated by other proangiogenic factors, and a receptor-based approach might make more sense in these patients who have failed that. But we have no clinical data yet to address that.
Tom, we're hearing a lot in other tumors about the issue of continuation of biologics when progression, switching with chemo, and actually the most interesting is Bev in colon cancer. They had this paper that came out about it, I think a year ago, registry data suggesting that people kept the Bev going, did better. They now have a prospective trial in colon cancer, randomizing. Where do you think this is heading?
I think it's heading that I think it's likely we're going to find similar trends in lung cancer. There's no proof of it yet. In this patient, I wouldn't necessarily keep the Bev going. I know that there are docs in practice who are doing that at this point, and I think that they're not crazy because I think eventually the data will, I suspect, support that type of approach with Bev, but I think we need large trials to be able to show that in this setting. With this patient, I would either put them on pemetrexed alone or I put them on Mark's study.
Paul?
This patient is stage 4A. In fact, this patient's stage 4AA. There's a new staging classification for lung cancer that physicians in practice need to be aware of. People with multiple nodules and people with pleural effusions will be stage 4A. They do better than patients with stage 4B. So this patient in the new staging classification would be actually stage 4A for actually 2 reasons. They didn't address whether if you
if you're 4A squared, you become 4B.
4B. They didn't address that in the issue. I think this is a classic example of where I would have gotten the biomarkers, like Vince said, with the pleural effusion to begin with, because it would have affected my first treatment. In the absence of any data, you know, because we're quite convinced that erlotinib, pemetrexed and docetaxel will give same survival second line. In the absence of any data, I would favor erlotinib for this patient in second line. However, if I knew she was KRAS positive and FISH negative, I'd be favoring pemetrexed in the second line. Okay, so, you know, I think the time to get the marker analysis is in the beginning when you've got the tissue.
It's interesting. But you were on a panel we had during ASCO. And I see in just a month the evolution of your thinking. Really fascinating. Let's find out with what happened to the patient. Rogerio, can you follow up?
She was treated with pemetrexed, and I continued the bevacizumab.
What happened?
She had stabilization of her disease for approximately 4 months and then progressed again. And then I switched her to erlotinib, this time without Bev, just erlotinib alone. and she never really responded and eventually passed away.